One of the biggest productivity hurdles is losing your data. Your computer crashes, you haven't backed stuff up, you've been meaning to, but you just never got around to it. That's where CrashPlan comes in. CrashPlan has been around since 2001, and they're a pioneer provider of cloud-based data protection and recovery services, both to individuals and businesses. And I guess ultimately, you've got to ask yourself, how much are your ideas worth, especially when you lose them? Whether it's a business plan, your images, your spreadsheets, your audio files, any of the files you use to work or manage your home. They've got options for everyone from solo creators to growing businesses. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work, encrypting and sending all your new or changed files to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. And then if something happens to your files, your hard drive crashes, your cat knocks over a cup of coffee onto your laptop, or you just accidentally delete a file, your files are just a click away. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data with unlimited version retention. CrashPlan is your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/beyond for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/beyond for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Beyond the To-Do List. I'm your host, Eric Fisher, and this is the show where I talk to the people behind the productivity. And this week, that person's going to be me, because this show is dedicated to potential Christmas gifts. And these are all productivity boosting type gifts. And before you get into the episode thinking, aw man, productivity gifts, those don't go together. Trust me, a lot of these are fun ones and techie and geeky and, you know, not just for you, although I think you're going to find a lot that you personally will like, because I mean, I did, so I'm hoping you're like me. But also, I think you're going to find a lot of things that are not only going to help you, but help you help others, especially if you're in a home where a lot of people are around and you need to escape or have connected time with them, and or when you're by yourself, you're efficient and productive. So trust me, you'll get it. You'll get it once I start going through all the different gift options here. And the other good thing is that these are all things that you could purchase for yourself if you decide that you want to use a gift card to, say, Amazon or the Apple Store or something along those lines that you receive as a gift of some sort throughout this holiday season. Now, what's cool is the first four things on the list are actual sponsors of the show making this episode possible. But what's great is they all fit in to this theme of things that, honestly, I already use and or have given. So it's perfect for me to talk about them as a gift because they are welcome as a gift. And the first one that I've talked about before is KiwiCo. This is perfect for things being different right now than they usually are when it comes to the holidays. Things being scarce, weather making things more conducive to staying in the home, COVID time, not gathering with people outside your house as much or at all, but with the people inside your house, which probably includes some children, or you know of homes that are like that, that have those children that need to get off screens because they've been doing screens for e-learning and things like that, like my kids. And so what KiwiCo is they do this awesome thing of delivering these hands-on projects and experiences that create these moments of curiosity and learning. And they're doing this legwork for you by looking and finding and curating these projects so you don't have to. You can just jump in and enjoy them, or the kid can jump in and enjoy them immediately. My kids have loved the projects that we've done as the crates have arrived and we've unpacked them. And again, these are projects that build confidence and critical thinking skills, creativity, and it's not passive, it's active, unlike a lot of screen time. Even though, you know, I get it, video games are active screen time to a certain extent, and I love my video games, myself personally, along with doing them with my kids. Nothing wrong with that, but I, as a parent, don't want them on screens all the time, and so KiwiCo has been an amazing addition to our new normal that we are constantly in the creation process of right now. And since KiwiCo is a sponsor, I've got a code for you. You can use the promo code BEYOND at KiwiCo.com and get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line. That's KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com, and make sure to use the promo code BEYOND. Another sponsor that's awesome for getting off screens and getting fit and active is Fight Camp, which provides you with the ability to do on-demand boxing workouts that aren't going to get boring and are going to continually stay challenging. It's boxing and kickboxing workouts and tutorials, bringing a home boxing gym to your living room with a tech twist. They provide the gear, the top trainers, and the technology that tracks your punches so that you're getting not only a fun time in, but a workout in as well. And again, if you can't get out to a place like I haven't been, I rode my bike this morning. Fight Camp's another great way to stay fit in the winter months and in the COVID months. And because boxing hits so many different muscles in the body, you know, your legs for power, your hips, your shoulders, your biceps. The trainers are all former fighters and they know this. So they're mixing in that body weight type exercise on top of boxing. So you're rounding out all your muscles, you're getting more speed, more power, but you're getting a full body workout. And again, this is something that could be right up the alley of somebody that you know needs this as a gift or for you yourself. This is also perfect for kids that have a lot of pent up energy because, again, they're wanting to do stuff outside and it's cold, which, again, I'm all for going out and playing in the snow, but there's only so much of that you can do. And again, with that punch tracking sensor, you're going to be able to track your progress and even gamify it a bit. So it's like a video game to the kids, you know, and to me myself. Like I said, there's those video games again. This is just, I mean, honestly, a perfect gift for anybody who wants to take their fitness to the next level or for somebody who's struggled finding a workout that's going to keep you excited. We've all been there. And again, Fight Camp is something that could be a gift for an entire family. And what's cool is that Fight Camp will allow you to pay over time with Affirm financing, so you can get it set up right away, make easy monthly payments over 24 months. And right now, as a holiday offer, they're offering free shipping and a gift valued up to $109 with every Fight Camp package. So go over to joinfightcamp.com/beyond to get that free shipping and that gift valued at up to $109 with your purchase. This really is a cool, authentic boxing and kickboxing gym in your home with Fight Camp. Again, go to joinfightcamp.com/beyond. Next up is SetApp, and this is for all the software geeks in your life. And what's great about SetApp is it's like buying one app for them, but giving them many apps. So I personally have been using SetApp for a long time and have actually been using individual apps inside of SetApp for a long time, including Clean My Mac and Gemini. And what MacPaw, the creators of those apps and SetApp, have done is create a way to have a subscription to Mac apps. So it's the quick, easy way to get all the quality apps you need for your Mac all in one place at one low price. SetApp packs over 200 high quality apps into one. And so you're going to be able to find an app for almost any task. And that way you're going to be able to stay in your flow, finish what you started. This is perfect for all you work at home people, just like myself, or a great gift for somebody who's a stay at home person. A stay-at-home worker. And not only that, they've recently introduced the ability to take your projects with you on your iPhone or your iPad with the iOS companion apps from your favorite Mac apps that are inside of SetApp. And you might be wondering what kind of apps are in there, what kind of quality. Well, SetApp has a dedicated curation team that only selects the highest quality apps. And so they're doing the work for you of finding the apps. You don't have to look for them. They're all in SetApp. And like I said, it's a great value because instead of paying thousands of dollars for separate licenses for all these different apps, it's just one flat monthly fee. Not only that, but then there's new apps that are added to SetApp regularly. All the updates to the apps are free and all the apps are full featured pro versions. So in order to gift this to somebody or to get it for yourself, you can head on over to setapp.com. That's SETAPP.com. You can try it free for a week. And if you like SetApp, their plans start at $9.99 a month. You can use it for as long as it's useful for you. And in my experience, it will be. Make sure to go to the link in the show notes, or again, go to SetApp, SETAPP.com to take advantage of that free trial and their great pricing. This is another great gift on the list. And next up is Text Expander. The quickest and easiest way I can explain to you what Text Expander is, and I've been a convert and a converter for so long, that basically there's times when you don't want to have to type lots of text over and over and over again. You want to be able to summon that up with a couple of quick, easy keystrokes. Those are called snippets, and Text Expander uses those snippets to expand text, get it, into wherever you're working, wherever you're typing. And so not only is this great for individuals, but it's great for teams because it makes it easy for you to have the same consistent messaging across an entire team. Not only that, but their latest version has improved statistics and reporting for organizations to be able to build reports for enterprise and individuals so you can track how much time your team is saving by using Text Expander. And what's great is with the teams or with a family, you can create a snippet and then share it with others so that they can use it too. So you can have this kind of Text Expander snippet community so you can all work faster and smarter. And if you're not a Text Expander convert yet, you will be, especially because right now you can get 20% off your first year by going to textexpander.com/podcast or use the link in the show notes. Okay, next up, I want to share something that's really cool that I own two or three of. I've got two currently. I've got one at my desk and one that I keep in the car for when I've gone out to coffee shops. And it's the X stand. Now, the X stand is basically a lightweight stand for your laptop that lets you turn any kind of work surface into a standing desk. Now, it's much more than that. And often what I'll do is I'll use it as still a sit down desk, but it raises my laptop up to a more ergonomic and comfortable level. And I'll use a Bluetooth mouse and keyboard so that I'm staring straight ahead instead of hunched over on my laptop. But it also works for its intended purpose, which is a standing desk. Now, disclaimer, I was part of the original Kickstarter for this X stand and I loved it. This was years ago. And I then, with some of my coworkers, I took it to a conference. They saw me using it. And my friend Jen Cole from Wichita, Kansas, is now the owner of this company. And I'm just thrilled for her because she and her partner are making these beautiful standing desks. So let me describe this. It's basically, it's in the shape of an X using sustainable bamboo and hand assembled in Wichita, Kansas. This is truly small business. And then they use custom rubber molded corners secured with brass rivets. This thing looks stunning. It looks amazing. It's lightweight, but sturdy, and they are highly mobile. So this is something that if you're going to work at multiple stations or need to set up a workstation on the go while you're traveling at a coffee shop or in different stations around your house, this is perfect for that. It'll fit in a backpack and it allows you to work from anywhere. X-Stand is an amazing gift for somebody because I've had so many people when I've been out at coffee shops see me with it and stop me and ask, oh my gosh, what is that? Where'd you get that? I need one of those. And so I've been converting people left and right to X-Stand users. You really need to take a look at this to get a real idea of it. So I'm going to put the link to this gift in the show notes for this episode. It is the X stand standing desk. But again, when you think standing desk, you don't think of this, but you should, because this is that ultra portable, movable, sturdy, yet lightweight standing desk that's portable. And I love it. And I think you will. And I know that there are others out there who would love to receive this as a gift. So that's the X stand standing desk. That's number 5 on our list of gift suggestions. Number 6 is the Ember mug. And essentially what the Ember mug is, it is a mug that connects to Bluetooth so that you can control it with the smart app on your phone. And then it will maintain a chosen temperature in the mug while you're sitting there drinking from it, walking around in your home, etc. I know some people might think, well, why don't you just get a tumbler and use that? Yeah, but they're not as effective as this. This will keep, you know how it is, that you get your beverage to that perfect drinking temperature and then it starts to cool. Or you get a fresh cup and it's too hot. This makes it so that your tea, your coffee, whatever it is you're drinking that's warm, will stay that specific temperature that's optimal for that beverage and never be too hot and never be too cold. I've been using my Ember mug for over a year now. I got hooked on it from my friend Jeff C. And it's got this little teacup cozy thing that it can sit on to charge itself up. I even sometimes will use my Apple Watch to control the temperature or set the temperature. It's perfect for the winter weather. So that is the Ember mug. Make sure to check that gift out in the show notes. All right, this next one's pretty geeky. For all of us who get cabin fever, this is the perfect option because it is the Oculus Quest 2. So that you can put on this headset, use the two controllers, and escape for a while. We all, I think, need that right now. I know that this came out, a month or two or a couple months ago, something like that. And, you know, if anybody's into gaming and or into tech, they've probably heard about this, thought about this, seen it. I would say, though, this is one of the ways to really get a break from cabin fever. Like I said, I get that a lot when it comes to this time of year. And this is a great way to escape that, whether you're using it for its cinematic sound and 3D video to pretend you're in a movie theater, which I really miss right now, or if you're gathering with other people and playing games inside of the headset together collectively, or if you're playing a game or honestly just sitting back and you know, doing something relaxing like viewing nature. I know, right? Tech to view nature. It's kind of unheard of, but I've enjoyed doing it. It feels good to go do that. It's got amazing, great games. I mean, Beat Saber, obviously one of the standout ones there. They're just dropped. The new one that just came out was the Star Wars Tales from Galaxy's Edge. That one's really cool. There's all the Darth Vader Immortal series. So again, I guess I'm saying lots of Star Wars stuff on here. One of my favorite things to do is to fire up YouTube and go to my playlist, my saved playlist of things that are in 4K and or 3D or 360 video, and sit in a stationary place and just kind of follow through and walk through, or, you know, ride a boat or fly like I'm, you know, base jumping, just to kind of get a thrill seeking kind of experience out of it. It's pretty cool. And there's all the standard stuff like Netflix and Amazon Video and things like that, that again, you can kind of escape instead of just sitting in your living room. Go sit in a movie theater by using this headset. It's incredibly fun to use. And it's, I mean, honestly, it's fun for kids, fun for adults. A great gift to somebody or a great gift for yourself. That's why the Oculus Quest 2 is on the list of gift suggestions. So next up, we're talking about staring at screens a lot. And one of the downsides to that is staring at a lot of blue light, which can kind of mess you up when it comes to your sleep patterns. I know there's a lot of options out there for different kinds of blue blocking eyewear to block the blue light so that you can, so that your brain doesn't think you're staring at the sun at 9 or 10 o'clock at night when you should be heading to bed sometime near that hour or later, depending upon, you know, when you go to bed, when you wake up. And so I've been using and really liking Swanwick glasses. They call them Swannies for short. And so there's night Swannies that kind of have that orange tint to them. There's day Swannies, which you can wear while you're staring at blue light screens all throughout the day if you're a knowledge worker or a screen worker, or let's face it, we're all using screens. And it's going to help with that. It dramatically lowered the amount of headaches that I was getting from staring at screens all the time. But not only that, using my night Swannies in the evening when I'm watching TV sometimes, or if I'm just reading, blocking out that blue light and easing that eye strain really helps. And they not only have these for people who don't wear glasses like myself, but they also have the option for glasses and people that use reading glasses with prescription, like my wife, my daughter, and my son. And I gotta say, I've tried a couple different kinds of these types of glasses in the past. Swannies are the ones that fit the best and feel the most comfortable, and I forget that I'm wearing them, which is a good thing, since I'm, again, not a normal glasses wearer. So I highly encourage you to check these out, not only for yourself, but for somebody else, you know, that maybe they're doing a lot of work during the days. I would give maybe a gift card to Swannies, which you can find at swanwicksleep.com. I'll link that up in the show notes as well. Maybe give them a gift card or say, hey, I'm going to buy you that, or, you know, pick it out, something like that. But again, Swannies, Swanwick, blue light blocking glasses, day Swannies, night Swannies. I suggest all of these. Number 8 is the Muse meditation headband. I've been using this. This has been fun. It's been a fun way to gamify meditation. And essentially what this is it is a headband that you put on your head. You pair it with your smartphone. You use a pair of headphones then that are connected to the smartphone. And what it does is it senses your brain waves and then creates audio sounds while you're meditating that give you cues as to how you're doing in your meditation practice. So that is a way that you can easily monitor and get real-time feedback from your brain and body activity to know when you're in the zone. And I gotta say, as I've been doing this, the first couple times I did it, I had this feeling of like being a Jedi, where I was able to change that soundscape that I was sitting in with my audio headphones and the brain sensing headband, that as I was getting calmer the New York City types, you know, Central Park kind of hustle and bustle of people moving around me and street noises and all that that was there and very apparent would then kind of disappear and fade away as I got more centered and in the zone and got more practice in. Now, I've been doing 5 to 10 minute sessions almost daily, multiple times a day to try and, you know, hone this meditation muscle. This is something that for a lot of people out there who are uneasy or let's say newbie or have tried meditation before, this is a way to start to master mindful meditation. There are also guided meditations in there. I've tried a few of those and I'll be doing more with those. Moving forward, I've really liked those. They also have a version of the headband that'll help you track your sleep and get different insights into your sleep stage, visualization, and your sleep position tracking. So there's something there for everybody with this. Again, if you've been one of those people like me who for a long time wanted to get into meditation and had tried and had, you know, hit and miss success with it, this is definitely a way to start this back up again. So if you know somebody like that, or if this is you, make sure to check out the Muse headband. I'll put the link in the show notes for that so you can jump on over and check that out. Along those same lines, I would say gifting Brain FM, which I've talked about a million times on this show before, is another popular option, especially for myself. Brain FM is a way that you can start to focus in 15 minutes. It's a science-first approach to creating music that sounds different and affects your brain different than other types of music. Now, I know a lot of people out there, they love their Spotify playlists or their music for focusing, but what Brain FM does is it uses its patented technology to create a strong neural phase locking. What that means is it basically allows neurons in your brain to engage in coordinated activity. So that makes it easy to steer yourself into a specific desired mental state. So if you want to focus on the task at hand, that you pick that setting. If you want to take a quick nap, it's going to relax you. If you want to relax without falling asleep, there's that option. And again, this is based on science. And I know that everybody that I've talked to who has tried this after I've suggested it basically says, I don't know what's going on, but I've had my headphones on all morning and my productivity levels are through the roof. Or they've said that, man, thank you for showing me this. It's got that perfect amount of upbeat, but not being distracting. And basically, it's an all-around game changer. So people that are looking for a way to focus, relax, sleep better, even meditate, Brain FM is great for you. You can find that at beyondthetodolist.com/brainfm, or I'll put the link in the show notes. So then these next two have to do with technology again. So AirPods have kind of become ubiquitous. They're everywhere. Everybody's using them. But I think this is one of those things where if somebody doesn't have them, I gifted these to my wife earlier this year and she loved them. Instead of having to have wired headphones or a big honking set of headphones over her ears, she's using AirPods and it's easier to get a hold of her. It's easy for her to reach up and pause something while she's doing dishes or moving around doing house projects. It's kind of a necessity these days to be able to quickly pull those out and use those. I use the AirPods Pro. I like the noise canceling and the transparency on those for when I'm out on walks. The transparency is specifically for when I'm out on walks so I can hear the outside world if I'm listening to music or if I need to take a call or if I'm listening to a podcast. I know it's a pretty obvious choice to say AirPods, but again, I don't know that this is as obvious as people really realize. This is something, whether it's the regular AirPods or the AirPods Pro, or if you've got your other version of wireless headphones that fit in your ear, again, consider giving these as gifts. They're kind of that mid-range. They can get up there in price, but they can also be low enough to kind of say, okay, this is your one cool thing, and they'll be like super thankful for it. So that's number 11. Number 12, I have the Bose noise-canceling headphones, the bigger ones. I use these all the time. I originally got them for travel. I don't like flying, so that's actually been kind of cool to not have to do that much this year, but that doesn't mean I don't miss going places. But that said, I've been glad that I've had them at home because even though I just mentioned AirPods, I can't live or work with those in my ears all day. So being able to switch over to different noise-canceling headphones using my Bose noise-canceling headphones makes it so much easier for me to consistently keep noise-canceling on when people are at home with me and I'm trying to get work done or to relax. And again, use in conjunction with Brain FM or Muse. And I know that there's debates out there as to what the best type of noise canceling over the ear headphone is. So I'm not going to say go with Bose specifically, but it's specifically the ones that I've used. I've tried a couple other ones. I've even tried their newer version and I like them all. I even picked up some cheaper kind for my kids and my wife to use again to block each other out in the upcoming time when they're home, either over Christmas break and we need to have time alone from each other so we don't cabin fever ourselves to death, or for while they're at home doing e-learning, which will really help. But for the sake of my reference and my suggestion, I will link up to the Bose noise canceling headphones for you in the show notes for this episode. And then one last little link here. I recently, a while back, much like this episode, did a kind of my top five productivity books. And I'll link up to that again in here because those books all make great suggestions for people who want to read up on productivity or, you know, again, gift it to yourself. You get that Amazon gift card, you want to buy yourself something, perfect gift right there is one of those top five productivity books that I suggested. And I'll link up to that in the show notes so you can go check that out. But as a quick preview, I'll let you know what those five books are just so you can get a taste. So real quick, it's obviously Getting Things Done by David Allen. That's a basic productivity book. Next up is Free to Focus from Michael Hyatt. Indistractable from Nir Eyal. Atomic Habits by James Clear. And the most recent one to the list is The Motivation Code by Todd Henry. I also did some honorable mentions in there with The Road Back to You, An Enneagram Journey to Self-Discovery by Ian Morgan Cron. These are great. This is a great time of the year to sit and read these and kind of study and assess where you're at with these. So anyway, quick bonus episode plug and gift suggestion for you. I hope that you found this gift rundown helpful. I want to say thank you again to our four sponsors, the first four suggestions on the list. I'm thankful to have sponsors who fit in with the gift suggestions that I had, because I do really feel that KiwiCo, Fight Camp, SetApp, and Text Expander are all great gifts as well. Not to mention the Ember Mug, the Oculus Quest 2, the Swanee Glasses, Muse, Brain FM, AirPods, and Bose noise canceling headphones. I hope that this has spurred you on in your gift giving journey this year, whether that's for yourself or for somebody else. And I want to say thank you again for listening. If you know of somebody who needs to hear this episode because you want to point out which gift you want them to get you, hit the share button on that podcast player app of choice you're using. It's the way you get what you want. Until next episode, I want to say thank you so much for listening. Thanks for sharing. And I'll see you next episode.